Intro one.
This has something to do with language.
Well, there is, but what it is that very kind of complication around it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and the problem, the complication from a Hegelian, Lacanian perspective, you know, okay, you start to realize once you read enough of the material that we read, you're like, okay, they talk about the subject the same way they talk about language, and the same way they talk about desire, and the same way they talk about sexuality. You're like, okay, what the hell's going on here, right? There's a problem, an impossibility about all of these things. And then after a while, if you're not dim like myself, and you just get hammered home, after it's hammered home, you're like, oh, maybe these are all in some way the same insofar as they
they're on the negative side of being. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh, that's nice. I like that.
So here we go. I have a quote here. Freud, this is from her. Freud did not discover sexuality. He discovered its problem, its negative core, and the role of this in the proliferation of the sexual. And so when we think about repression or prohibition that is natural to us, seemingly, or to society, what we're repressing is not necessarily positive content, right? It's actually repression from a Freudian sense of the negative quality of sex, which is why anything and nothing can be repressed. Why is what we repress taboo? A question for ontology and ethics, really, right? It's not just
because the content of what is taboo changes all the time.
All the time. Right, and then sometimes,
and it's not, and as Freud wrote about in Tattoo and Taboo, it's not specifically about the thing that is tabooed. It's the taboo, corresponds with something that is repressed.
Right, and why wouldn't a system want to repress its negative origin? Right.
Yeah. well. Okay, so I'm just looking at the time here. We've been talking for already 40 minutes. There are a number of things that she speaks to at length. I think the first one, outside of this sort of question that we've been outlining of psychoanalysis and philosophy and of sexuality for psychoanalysis, each one of these was formulated by her in a very unique way, I thought, in a way that Zizek doesn't do it, in a way that is, elucidating a fresh or a new. So,
well, what was the first thing that you brought up?
Into one. Into one.